Hello, everybody. Welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. This podcast is being brought to you by The Garden Grocery, your online grocery store. For all your Disney grocery needs, they will deliver to any of the fine Disney resorts. Contact Garden Grocer at thegardengrocer.com. Show is also being brought to you by David's Vacation Club Rentals. If you want to stay in a deluxe resort at reduced prices, contact David's at dvcbyrequest.com. Show is also being brought to you by Elite Vacation Homes. If you need a home in the Central Florida area for any of their Orlando attraction, contact Elite at elitevacationhomes.com. And you can find all of our fine sponsors on our website at It's All In WDW. So come on, guys, let's hop on the train, head over to the pub, and we'll talk to you soon.
Your attention, please. The Walt Disney World Railroad, now boarding for a scenic trip around the Magic Kingdom. Board!
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WDW Main Street Podcast. I'm joined, as always, by my good buddy, John. Hey, John, pull up a stool.
Hey, Dougie, how we doing?
No jumbo, none of that jumbo.
Yeah, I know. I was just going to say the same thing.
I didn't know if you wanted me to do it every time.
Well, what else do you got? Funny. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's true. All right, jumbo, how are you?
There you go, buddy. And we're also joined by our good friend, Pat Jannetty from the Mickey Dudes Podcast. How you doing, Patty?
I'm doing wonderful. I know Chuck wasn't available, Jeff wasn't available, Steven wasn't available, Dave wasn't available, so you got me. Well, you just got to live with it.
No, I would choose you over Dave, so let's get that straight. Yeah. And especially, I mean, what the best advertising voice in the business, Pat, is what I have to say. Those smooth pipes. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's amazing.
Oh, God. Dude, that guy sounds great. He sounds almost sexy.
I mean, when you're recording this, I think of you in your silk robe with your pipe, sitting with a cup of tea with your pinky out as you're recording.
Dude, how did you know? That's exactly how I recorded it.
You got slippers on, right?
Exactly.
The dog's like laying at your feet, and the fireplace is going in the background.
With the embedded J into the robe, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. We recorded for about 2 minutes already, and we've already started busting each other. This is going to be a great show.
Look, oh no, dude, I love that. I love Joffrey's Coffee, so we figured we'd give you a free plug, and I will play this during this episode before it's over again.
Oh, man.
But I just love that. Dude, every time that comes on, it puts a smile on my face. I'm gonna just hit my thumb with a hammer, and I have to do is put that on, and it'll put a smile right back on my face.
I'm good for something.
Yeah, you're good, buddy. Now, thinking of somebody that's good for nothing. Now, let's talk about your buddy Dave.
Oh, boy.
He just sent me a tweet right before we got on the air showing me three different nights he's going to the Halloween party.
Yeah, he's going. Tonight is the first night of the Halloween party.
Oh my God! I mean, I don't want to be smart, but do you think of Halloween at the end of August yet? I mean, it's a little much.
Go ahead, ask me what beer I'm drinking. Go ahead.
What are you drinking? Pumpkin beer?
I am drinking Rosemary Baby by Two Roads Brewery. It's a brewery right a town over from me. It is their pumpkin beer.
Oh, geez.
I got it in honor of you, of the first night of Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween party, because we know that those parties, they should be every night. They should start at 3 p.m., kick those people out. Nobody needs them. Forget it. Charge more money for it, and I'm having a pumpkin beer in your honor tonight, buddy.
Thanks, buddy. I'm drinking a Peroni right now, but I should be drinking a Golden Monkey. But I knew I had to be on my toes, and I couldn't afford to have a monkey tonight. I already have a monkey as a guest. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's for sure.
A barrel of monkeys I got on this episode. But, you know, I don't know. I was looking at the pictures, and I'm seeing – the pumpkins on Main Street. It's August 25th. I'm like, it just don't seem right.
No, I agree. It's nuts. Again, I think personally, they do too many Halloween parties. The Christmas parties, I think, are a little bit spread out, but they have a little bit less time. The Halloween parties, it's too many. It is. And it's too early. It's 95 degrees down there. It's ridiculous. I definitely don't think of Halloween on August 25th.
No, it's like,
yeah, believe me. I'm still
good, John. I'm sorry.
I'm working down here today. It does not feel anywhere near the fall. So believe me. So.
No, I mean, you just want to enjoy the parks as far as it's summertime. You're in that mode. And then you walk in and you see the autumn colors and the decorations are gorgeous. I mean, it's my wife's favorite time of the year. One of her favorite. That and Christmas is equal, but it's beautiful. The decorations are gorgeous, but it's way too early. And like I said to Dave, I hope a father that broke his butt all year long is in the Magic Kingdom with his little babies, and they're getting kicked out, and you watch them bawling their eyes out as you're walking in with your smug
Dave
face.
Dave would
probably
giggle.
You know, I mean,
You put the worst possible scenarios in place.
Don't I, though? But it's the truth, though. But they're usually the people that don't get the rules. I mean, me and John book trips for people, and you wouldn't believe how people don't know it like we do. We think everybody knows everything in and out like we do. You say Magic Band to half the people I'm booking guests for, and they think it goes around their waist. It's like something to hold their pants up.
Yeah. And the last trip, I had a woman come up and just she was in front of us, and she just waved the Magic Band in the Fast Pass line, and she didn't have a Fast Pass. She goes, "What's a Fast Pass?"
Yeah,
I was like, "Oh, jeez."
Exactly. So you're working all year long, and you make reservations, and you're going to be at the Magic Kingdom, and you think you're there all night, and the next thing you know, it's closing at 4 o'clock. You have to be out. I mean, it's just wrong, in my opinion. I didn't mind the parties. Pat, when they start at 9 o'clock, then it's all good. If they start at normal park closing hours, I had no problem with any of that stuff. I'm all for it. More the merrier. Remember they did the Lion King parties a couple years ago at the Animal Kingdom?
No.
Yeah, they
I remember nothing.
Yeah. Well, at the end of it, went right when they started getting it ready to open at night. They started throwing these Lion King parties and stuff like that there, and they were after park hours. And we were talking about, yeah, I would think about doing that someday. I'm in for anything that isn't cutting you away. But the thing, you know, Pat, the thing that bothers me is they charge you more and they're giving you less, and it ain't right.
I could see your point. I don't necessarily have to agree with you 100%, but I can see your point.
Again, if you didn't know as much as you knew, and you went down with your four boys, and next thing you know, your butt was getting kicked out of the park, I could just see you giving them what for.
I'd be like, let's go to the pool. It's awesome.
No, you wouldn't.
I'm such a happy person.
Oh, yeah, sure you are. You pretend to be. We got to record off air from now on with you.
No, just like, forget that. That's
just
bad.
Like Judith thinks Dennis is the voice of reason, if she only knew.
Please, Dennis is the voice of reason.
No, he is not. I'm the voice. Hey, John, off the air, who's the voice of reason for Honest? Be honest.
Probably Dave.
Oh, wait, stop. Really, out of the four of us, I am the voice of reason, and
I'd
that's hard
Bob.
To believe. Oh, no, not Bob. You have no idea, Bob. Oh. So anyway, let's talk about this wonderful lock out of your room trip that you just recently had.
Wait, sounds good to me.
So where'd the vacation start? What did you schedule the days that John wasn't working to be at the Animal Kingdom? Is that how this all worked out?
In my defense, and John, I do apologize for not getting to see you.
Oh, he was so hurt. He was crying. Dude, you have no idea. The train, the back wheel started to squeak because of the tears.
Oh, the pain.
I know John better than that. No, the problem was we booked the trip before John got the job there. So in my defense, everything was already planned out and the days were already done with the fast passes and all that good stuff. So John, one of these days, because I might get down there again, I don't know when, but you know, might be sometime soon. You know, then I will definitely hook up with you and I'll actually ride the train, which I've never done. I'll ride it.
All right. Sounds good.
I'm looking forward to it, but I still won't see Fantasmic.
I mean, I don't care if you really do or not. I'm kind of glad you don't, because you're missing it. But I don't understand. You love to be I mean, that the one I get mad about is the American Adventure that you haven't seen. That's what really pisses me off. Yeah, and then you're going to trash the whole area, the whole American Pavilion, because and you haven't seen it.
I have. The bathrooms are nice. And but the Norway bathrooms are better now, so forget it. The American Adventure, it's off my list.
Yeah, well, the restaurant.
Whatever.
See, Doug, right, so. Doug, he doesn't have time to see the American Adventure. He's got to hit that lucky combo.
That's
he
right.
He doesn't have time.
Best value on property.
Yes, and we will get them to raise the price if it's the last thing we do. So trip off, buddy.
All right, the first night. Now, we were planning on going Wednesday to Wednesday. And my wife said, I found a cheaper flight on Tuesday. So let's go an extra night.
Okay.
Disney math at its best.
Exactly.
Let's save $30 on a flight, but spend an extra $200-$400 the night before. But whatever.
That's Disney math. Yes.
Yep.
And speaking of Disney math, I want to give you a compliment, buddy.
Oh,
and
boy.
They're few and far between. No, this is actually a nice one.
I'm a little nervous.
I was so proud of you when Dave, the knucklehead, asked you if you did the express ordering. And you said you like to interact with the cast members.
Oh,
I
absolutely.
Was never more proud of you, Pat. I was like, my man, he's on board with me. I remember back in the day when it used to be Park Hoppers for All and me and Pat were boys. And then all of a sudden he just started picking on me and changing. Then he got all these lucrative commercial ads and it left us all behind, John.
Yeah.
Well, he's becoming a star, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I was proud of you.
Thanks, buddy.
And then continue with that before we go. You got to admit, too, that it's wrong that they don't give the discount for annual pass or DVC with the express order. There's no way they can't do it.
I think that's the dumbest thing going. Here's the thing. We're Disney, if you're listening, I know you are because you take advice from Doug and Dennis all the time. You guys, you can't fool us. We know that you're really smart with this stuff. And your IT department can do all this awesome stuff, but you can't do that. We're not buying it. Just letting you know.
Thanks, Pat. I mean, that's the thing that burns me up. And then you'll hear people like, oh, listen, I don't want to mention names, but not Happiest or Peas or any of them. But I watch other vlogs, too. I listen to other podcasts. And you'll hear these people, like, saying how great it is, and it's no big deal. It's worth it. Like, Pat, now, if you weren't on the dining plan with your six boys – I mean, with the six of you, with your wife and your four boys, what would – if you did express ordering, how much cabbage would you drop if you didn't get your discount?
It'd be ridiculous. Yeah, absolutely ridiculous. It'd be a lot of money because, you know, every time we eat, you know, if it's quick service, just rough estimate, it's well over 50 – between $50 and $75 just if it's, you know, a quick serve. And, you know, 20% of that every time, you know, that's, you know,
it's $10, ridiculous.
$15, you know, yeah. And you add that up over throughout a week, it's a couple $100 easily. I think it's silly, but, you know, I don't know.
So I hope it goes away the same way I don't mind if you keep it if you give them the discounts because there's no way that they can't do that. So, I mean, that's where they're wrong. But I hope if they don't, I hope it goes away like the buses.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
I agree.
So go ahead. I'm sorry I cut you off, but I wanted to praise you about actually
thank you.
Liking the cast members, and I agree with that wholeheartedly.
All right. So that first night, we got in late, but we got our extra night in, and we stayed at the Boardwalk, and this was the first time I ever stayed at the Boardwalk. Been over there, but just never stayed in the rooms.
You get scared by the clown?
I hate those chairs. Oh, God. First thing I did when I saw the chair – I took a picture and sent it right over to Carmen because Carmen hates him too.
Those chairs and the clown pool. I mean, there's a lot of creepy stuff there.
Yeah.
Love the resort, but there's some creepy stuff at that resort.
Absolutely.
We had a view from the Swan one time, and we had the view of the Boardwalk. We're saying how beautiful it is, and then me and Brenda walked over. This is before we were ever stayed there. We stayed at the Swan and Dolphin first. We walked into that courtyard. It was just the two of us at like 9 o'clock at night. I almost jumped up into her arms. I was so freaked out by that clown. I'm like, protect me, baby.
it's wrong in every way. You know, so the Boardwalk, it's very nice. But we didn't get in until like 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock at night. So there really wasn't much to do. A storm just rolled in. So it's not like we got to use the pool, but we did get to go to Ample Hills, which I thought was pretty good. The problem was their shakes are like $8.50 a shake. And when you're buying six of them, you know, it's, you know, $50 plus for shakes that were kind of small. Uh-huh. But if we didn't start the dining plan until the next day, they were actually snack credit eligible, which would have been great. Uh-huh. But, you know, it wouldn't have worked. So, oh, actually, I take that back. We could have gotten just scoops of ice cream, which was like $7 for a snack credit, which would have been a better value to us. But it didn't matter. So we spent 50 some odd dollars in shakes. But hey, I'm in Disney World. I'm like, yeah, that's okay. No problem.
Yeah, because it was the beginning of the week. If that's at the end of the week.
Do you have any idea how much money we spent?
Exactly. It's funny how the week starts. Like, you're all – the wallet is, like, jumping out your back pocket. You can't wait to buy something there. Yeah. By the end of the week, it's like, whoa.
I walked over to Epcot. We got our annual passes because the DVC members – got the 25% off the Platinum Plus APs. So, you know, we had to upgrade it. It cost us, you know, for three of us, like less than $200 to upgrade for three people. So
no, it just makes sense. That.
Yeah, because we're going back in April. So it's just, it, you know, it makes a lot more sense for us.
Yeah, I was going to say, those are burning a hole in your pocket right now, aren't they? You start looking at them.
Well, that's the funny.
What is the weekend we can get away? So
yeah, we're on the wait list for December.
There you go. Hey, you want to know something? I have mine booked at Coronado in December, and I've been trying. I call every single day. I know every single Disney cast member now by name because I've called so many times, trying to get a change over to Riverside. There's nothing. I even asked them about Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom. There's not. They don't have a room on property right now.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. I check DVC every day. Just to see if I, you know, in case the wait list or something doesn't work out. You know, there's a couple one bedrooms that I can find in Saratoga and in Old Key West, but you know, it's not worth the points really, to be honest with you, for it. But I was like, you know, so we'll see. Maybe we'll get lucky. I doubt it, but you know, we'll soon find out.
Yeah, you might. I mean, the thing is, did you guys head over? Did you go in the Abracadabra bar?
The funny thing was, because it was pouring when we were there, and we went, you know, obviously, like I said, we went to Ample Hills, and then we came out. Nobody was in the bar, so like I looked in and there was nobody there. So I don't know if they closed early or if something was going on. So we didn't go in. We just walked past it. But I was just like, that's weird. It was odd. Maybe they all disappeared. It was a magic trick. I don't know.
Well, the wonderful thing is me and Dennis, you know, as you say, Disney listens to us. Do you remember after we got back, we screamed and yelled, we don't understand why a bar or a lounge doesn't have any snacks or food or anything in there?
Yep.
And then, like, we get home, like, maybe, what, not even a couple weeks later, they're announcing they have a menu.
Yeah. So, I tell you, you guys have some power. Yep.
We got a pool, man. Go ahead. As you hear me going into my fridge for another Peroni.
I'm a little jealous of that fridge. That's a well-stocked fridge.
Oh, did you like that, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. I would have picked some different beers, but you know, whatever.
Well, Golden Monkey Lafin the Mont's in there, Pat.
But you won't drink the Lafin, so it doesn't matter.
Yes, I will. I just see the problem is when I'm dealing with you, I have to drink medium. I can't drink heavy because I might be taken advantage of over here, and I don't want that to happen.
The show would be so much more fun.
No, it wouldn't be.
the amount of three or four Lafin the Mont's,
if I have three or four Lafin the Mont's, my wife will listen and this show will be canceled.
Because it'd be John and I talking as Doug is on the ground.
I mean, come on, you like
either that or me and you'll be extremely upset over something.
Now, have you ever had a Kona longboard?
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah, they're in there. I have Harp in there. I have Peroni in there. I have Victory Hellas in there. I got Golden Monkey in there. I got Lafin the Mont in there. Come on, man. Come on over.
I just like making fun of you.
I know. Go ahead.
So the next day we went over to Animal Kingdom Lodge and we stayed at the Jumbo House. We stayed at Kidani the last time we were down, and this time we stayed at Jumbo House. And the lobby gets me every time. You know, it's walking in. It's ridiculous. And I think it's just a beautiful, beautiful resort. And the way we normally do Animal Kingdom Lodge is my wife will get a – because we have to get two rooms because it's actually cheaper point-wise for us to get two studios instead of a two-bedroom suite.
I bet you she did the math on that to get away from you for the week.
Yeah, she's smart. She's like, don't look at the points. We have our own room. So we split it up 3 and 3, and she always gets the Savannah view room, which is fine. I go right ahead, hon. Love you to death. You can do whatever you want to do. But we ended up getting rooms all the way, and I thought of you every time I had to make this walk, Doug. It was the last room, literally the last two rooms.
Did they say I called up and requested them for you?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, and that same thing happened at the Boardwalk, and the same thing happened at Wilderness Lodge. We were in the last rooms of the hallway, each of the buildings.
But, so, like it's a little different in there, I get it, because the Animal Kingdom Lodge hallways, they're the longest in, they're like forever, aren't they?
It drives me nuts, because every time I thought I was like taking the turn to go down our part of the hallway, nope, I still had another section to go.
like Riverside and the Poly, it's better, because you're walking across the property, not in the room.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, well, even then, if you're driving, you park right next to your building, so it's
true.
You know.
Yeah, but so. I'm always walking to the restaurants and the food court, and I don't drive around. I leave the car there, so I enjoy the walk across Riverside, because you're outside and enjoying the grounds. Like, the Animal Kingdom was beautiful. Like, when you get towards your safari, right, Pat, you have fun when you're on those windows.
Yep.
And where the binoculars are. And then once you get in the lobby and there's stuff to see, it's awesome. But as far as just walking down them hallways, it gets old. But I'm glad it happened to you, buddy.
Well, but we lucked out, because we were so far away that our room, too, had a Savannah view, because it was the very end. So you could actually see and the wrap around and see the animals at the same point in time. So I got two Savannah view rooms. One I had to pay for, one I did not. And it worked out very well for us.
That is awesome.
Let me ask you, Pat, having stayed at both Kidani and Jumbo House, too, which one do you prefer?
That's a good question.
I like Jumbo.
Okay, well, I'm glad he asked you, but wait, he didn't. So
well, you take so long. See,
I had to think.
But then you get in trouble. You got to say it right away, because that's usually the truth.
Well, all right. I would say Jumbo.
There you go.
Because there's more there. Like, Kidani.
You can smell Chico.
Yeah. Kidani's great. It has Sanaa. I think the pool might be a little bit better at Kidani, but the pool bar is better at Jumbo. And
the pool bar at Jumbo is awesome.
Oh, it is. And then you have the Mara right there. You have Jico, you have Boma,
Victoria
Falls. Yeah, you got everything. So, yeah.
And
so
just checking in with that lobby instead of, I mean, Kidani is pretty, but the lobby is nowhere near as amazing.
What I like better about Kidani is the parking, the underneath.
Right.
That's pretty cool.
That would work for you, yeah.
Yeah, that's the better. But that's about it. Yeah. Jumbo House. I mean, Pat, did you hear the show we talked about the first thing you think of?
Yeah.
And I said the Doors. I mean, how phenomenal. Like, even before you get into that grand building, how beautiful is it? Like, the craftsmanship in the Doors when they're massive. It's like, even I can't even think of what I'm talking about. What's his name from? I'll get back to it. But when you walk through those doors, it's like it's amazing. I mean, I couldn't take my wife's like, come on, let's go in. And I'm just staring at the craftsmanship in them.
No, I agree. And I know when you said that, I was like, wow. He said, you're absolutely right. You know, the Doors are pretty phenomenal. There, I said phenomenal.
I was thinking about the Munsters. Like, even if you're Herman Munster, those doors are bigger than you. That's how big they are.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Your room was great.
Rooms were great. Always, we love the rooms there. We love the views, obviously. Fantastic. Spent the first day at actually Animal Kingdom, and we headed over to, you know, Dinosaur, you know, Primeval World.
Stab me in the back with that?
We did that a couple times. My favorite ride ever.
Yeah. See, if Walt was alive, if Walt could come back for one day, I think he would go right to that park and rip that ride right the hell out of there.
I agree, but
I mean, he would go smack Joe Rohde upside the head and say why, why?
That's, you know, and that was the thing. It literally, because everybody flocks right over to Pandora, so we ended up going. We had a fast pass for Navi River Journey at like 10 or 10:30, so we started the day over there, and we were able to get Dinosaur, and I went on it back to back, and then we did Primeval World, and then we did Triceratops Spin, you know, literally just walking on. There's just nobody there. So that's the reason why we did it, and it was fun. And actually, that was on your birthday.
Oh,
so
did you,
so.
And you did. Thank you for wishing me happy birthday. Pat did wish me happy birthday. As mean as he is to me, he still wished me happy birthday and had a beer. He had a beer and saluted me.
A golden monkey.
Yes, and then he got on dinosaurs again and had a great time. Now, you can tell you're getting older. Every year I go on that ride, I know I'm older just by going on dinosaur. It beats me up now, but I just love that ride.
Yeah, it's a fantastic ride. And that was the funny thing. So we went out of that one time, and then my son, my 11-year-old, Ethan, said, "Can we go out on again?" Everybody else said no. I go, "Ugh, all right, let's go."
Yes, your kidneys are hurting and your back is hurting. Now, what's your thoughts on the rumors of that becoming a whole Indiana Jones area?
That'd be fine. You know, I like the dinosaur ride itself, but if they changed all that over to Indiana Jones, here's the thing. It kind of fits still, you know, with the archaeology and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, the theming's there. They would get rid of, you know, Chester and Hester. They'd get rid of that whole thing, which obviously is fine by just about everybody.
I'd have my truck driving down to tow out Primeval. right now. Right. I will send Disney a letter and tell them I will tear those rides apart piece by piece all by myself.
You know, but I'm a firm believer, like you've been saying, you know, with Happily Ever After changing and how great that is. And you even said Illuminations one day will go, and you have faith they'll do something great. So I always have faith in them that they'll do something great, and I'm not going to worry about it. Change happens. Change is fine. It's just, you know, you got to kind of just get over it and move on. And I think once, if anything changes, I'll be happy. It's no big deal.
No, I'll be okay with it. I think I would like it better, and the reason being because I know Indiana Jones would finally believe in the studios, that stupid show. Like over it. I mean, it was great the first day, but I'm over it. So go ahead, my friend.
So we went to Navi River Journey, and that was what we did first. We got a fast pass for that.
What were your thoughts on that?
It was okay. Obviously, I don't want to give too much away because – you know, not everybody's ridden it yet, and I know you haven't. Granted, you've seen it on video.
Yeah, I'll watch it over and over again.
Yeah, it's beautiful. You know, it's nice. It's just it was slow. I wouldn't wait a very long time. Yeah, that's the thing. People were waiting. The days we were there, it was a 2-hour wait for Navi River Journey, and at one point in time, Flight of Passage was almost up to 5 hours. Like, I'm not waiting in any line for that. That's insane.
Well, love it, like it, leave it. Navi River, it's a small world, and the Three Caballeros over at the Mexican Pavilion.
Love Three Caballeros, like Navi River, and I'd leave Small World.
Okay, I just want to see if it's a Small World, it's better. I might not even go on it next trip. I'm kidding with you. No, so, I got to see it just for the animatronic at the end, the Navi.
Yeah, it's great. It really is. You know, but again, I think people, and you can tell, people got off and were like, "Oh, that was really nice."
And, you know. How would you do that one, John?
Probably about the same. The Rio did the
Three Caballeros,
especially if it was the old one. Hell, if it was the old one, I would by far do it. But that would be the love it. But yeah, I think I'd have it exactly the same because the Three Caballeros has a lot of sentimental attachment to it. That was my son's favorite ride when he was young. So, and Navi is good, and it's a small world. That will just grate on your nerves. So,
see, right. I was being nice. I almost threw Pirates. Three Caviars.
That'd make it a lot harder.
And I knew that would be leave it would be gone, so I was nice to it.
Yeah,
so,
thank you.
Go ahead, Patty.
You know, and then we also did Satouli Canteen for lunch. Phenomenal. It is, in my opinion, I think the best quick service on property right now in a park. And it was very, very good. So
now let me ask you what was your favorite prior to that?
Probably the Mara.
Okay.
Which I like different things. I forgot. I went in a park. If I have to go in a park, it's still probably Columbia Harbor House.
Okay.
Maybe a Ben Pecos, something along those lines. But the food is just so different. It's really good.
Well, you do speak proper, though. You do say Pecos like I do instead of Pico. So we're on the same page with that. Go ahead, John. What were we going to ask them?
Pat, do you have the beef bowl with the potatoes and the chimichurri sauce?
Yeah, I did. I did because we ate there twice. So I did the beef with the quinoa and the chimichurri sauce once. And then I did chicken with the sweet potato hash underneath with chimichurri and the black bean vinaigrette. I mixed them in. So they're both, I thought they were both really great.
Yeah, that you're probably right. That was some of the best quick service I've had in a long time, and it's an original taste. You know, it's not right. Your typical cheeseburgers and hot dogs or anything like that, or chicken nuggets. So yeah, it was correct. It was definitely good stuff. So.
The sad part is I'm dying to try the cheeseburger pod and the kid's hot dog.
and my kids loved it. You know, they both they got the cheeseburger pods, and my youngest got the hot dog. And the hot dog, it's like in a bun that's almost like a pretzel. It was really good.
See, I could see me and Brenda going there, her getting one of the chimichurris, like one of the bowls, and then us getting the bowl, the cheeseburger pot, and the hot dog to try it all. I don't think we'll eat it all, but that's probably what we'll do so I can get the flavors of the restaurant. Yep. And you guys, I know I keep rinse, repeat, do it again. It's what I keep doing, but that's the goal of the next trip, to try as much as we can. I'm probably not going to do as many sit-downs as I do lounges this trip. Yeah. And we'll get to a lounge that I can't wait to go to at the end of this.
All right. So that night we actually went over to Epcot and ate at Tepaneto, which was the first time we were there. So that was a fun experience. Now, we've done hibachi grills before, you know, in our area, but to kind of explore Japan, which was nice, and to go into Michikoshi's was very nice, and the food was great. The chef was fun and, you know, did a lot of, you know, some cool stuff with it. The kids really liked it. So, you know, we were happy. It was really, like, our first full day. It was a really good first day.
Did he make the smokestack for you?
Yes.
I'm a little geek. If he don't do that for me, I cry, you know. But you're lucky. See, that's why... You are lucky because you have a beautiful family and you're a good father and you guys seem to have a great time. I follow along. But the thing that's one of the things that's great about having a family of six is you can go and you got the whole hibachi area to yourself.
Yeah.
See, like me and Brenda, we feel like two knuckleheads with just the two of us sometimes sitting there, if you follow me. We don't want, because we'll sit down and you'll have a family of six with us, you know, and you feel like you're ruining the family's good time.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So that's one of the good things. Like, John stays away from Beer Garden because it's just him and Lisa most of the time. And that's one of his favorite restaurants. Now, there were six of them. John will be dragging those kids in every trip.
Exactly.
So, but I'm glad you had a good time there. I mean, I love the Japan Pavilion.
Yeah, and it's rare that we get to explore the countries when I have the kids or all of them. And I think that was at least one thing. The kids all enjoyed going into the store and shopping. It's massive. There's something to look at for everybody. So they all enjoyed it before we went in to eat. So it was definitely fun.
Now, did your kid do anything like my kid did? Get any of the seaweed food or anything frozen food like John does for us?
You know, I tried to get them, but nobody would bite. And I go ahead, try that. No, we don't want that. I'm like, come on.
See, what you got to do, Pat, is you got to stick. You got to buy a bag of cheese balls or Cheetos, and then you put them in with it. So they just stick their hand in and get it.
Evil.
That's what you do, though. But that's what you – didn't you do that to your brothers?
That's like, brilliant. Oh, my goodness, that is brilliant.
You'll thank
Here's
me.
Here's a bag of Doritos. Here, Cool Ranch, that, your favorite.
Next time you're down there with the kids, do that to them. I bet you'll have a blast.
It worked with the Beverly Challenge, so yeah, you're like, oh, this is the greatest soda ever. Try this one, and they're all ready to vomit.
Exactly, you gotta have some fun with them. So where'd you
head off? Back over to Pandora real quick. Did you try any of the beers?
I did have the green beer just because it was green.
Just because I told you not to, right?
Yeah, pretty much. No, the first thing I thought of as I was drinking, I was like, should have just listened to John.
Got another golden monkey.
It was fine, you know, but it was nothing great. I barely would call it good. So
The only green beer I want is the green bottle surrounding the beer. That's about it.
I finished it, but it wasn't a good, enjoyable experience. So yeah, I certainly wouldn't get another one. So.
Right. When I finished it and I made that wincing like motion right at the end, and I looked at my wife, I said, one and done.
Yeah, you tried it. You could say you tried it.
And that's why I did it. Yeah. So.
So where'd you head to day two?
So we went to the Magic Kingdom after that, and which was, you know, which is great. It wasn't really all that busy, and so, you know, we were able to get on a few things right away, and we had Be Our Guest for lunch, which was just a fiasco.
What happened at my favorite restaurant?
back to like, you know, the whole idea of they can't get these things right with their technology. So since we were a family of six and we have two rooms, we get two separate dining plans. They're attached to the rooms. They're not attached to the family. So when we went there, I had to order with two of my kids and my wife had to order with the other two. So which is fine. You know, it's just, it's not a big deal. You know, we go to the kiosk, we order it, but we get our slips and everything. So we end up getting there and we get our food. I get my food. Two of my boys get their food. The other three do not get their food. No. We're like, huh, interesting. So they're just like, oh, be right out. So I'm eating the French onion soup, which I thought was actually pretty decent. And my food came out and my wife ordered the same thing. She ordered the beef. So I just let her eat mine while I was eating my soup. They checked on us again. How's everything? Oh, we haven't gotten our food yet. Oh, it's coming right out. Don't worry about it. We're going to go right in back and check on it right now. Half an hour later, no food. Oh. And my wife's like ready to lose it. You know, well, this is before the rest of it. And, you know, she's just like, I just don't understand. And they're like, well, we thought you got your food.
How?
Like, that's exactly what I said. I said, there's six of us here. How do you think that? Because three people don't have food in front of them.
I mean, and who's the waiter here? Like, I mean, how?
Yeah, the manager came over and blah, blah, blah. We're so sorry. We're going to go right back and get it. And they got it. And they told us it's one of their system errors that when
you run into all kind of system errors this trip.
When you sit down at the same table, you know, they take the rows or they take the receipt off the table and it wipes that table clean. But the problem is if you have more than one dining plan at that table, you've wiped theirs clean as well before they got their food.
I just don't understand how the heck they just can't combine use together. It makes absolutely no sense. They can link a group of 57 on My Disney Experience for FastPass, but can't put your dining plan together. It's just stupid to me.
Douglas, Disney is hurting for money. That would cost too much in research and development.
It's just sad. Like, why? I don't know why your two rooms can't be one reservation.
I don't know. I have no idea. But we got four fast passes out of it, so it was fine.
Yeah,
Pat, let me ask you. Now, if you had taken, like, your wife's room, right, and ordered all six of your meals off of that, would that have – and not ordered any off of yours, but then the next time you went to dinner or lunch, ordered six off of yours.
Hey, John.
Yeah.
I don't like you right now.
Yeah, that's what he should have did.
Because you know what? I'm like, wow. That's
what you should have did.
Okay, I was just wondering. But
no, that's actually...
That's the way you should have did it.
That's actually really smart, John. Bravo. Because I never, ever... We never thought of that.
Yeah, because it all adds up.
Right, it's not individual. Yeah. It's a pool. Everybody gets this, you know, certain amount.
Yep, so. See, I'm starting to rub off on him. He's starting to get smart hanging out with me.
I went to the Animal Kingdom and rode the train. John wouldn't be able to tell me this, and I would have avoided all these problems.
Well, next time you know, Pat, so you learn on our show, right?
We're never getting the dining plan again, so don't worry about it.
No.
So it doesn't matter anyway. So.
Why, it didn't work out this time?
No, it did. It really did, but it was too much food.
Okay.
That was the problem. It worked out financially for us, but we had to eat a big lunch and a big dinner and have two snacks just to get it all in, and it was just ridiculous. That's the problem we had.
Do you belong to Sam's Club, Pat?
Something similar, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't know if, because Sam's Club's here, and I forget what it is like the exact price, but I'm thinking it's this. You can get a $500 Disney gift card for like $470.
Yeah, we could go to Target and we get the 5% off.
But this is just what they charge you for that, and it's even a better deal because we do the same thing at Target. I'll buy gift cards here and there as the year goes on and do the same thing, but. This here is even a better deal at Sam's Club. But what my point is, you might go that route next trip just with the kids and all.
Yeah. No, and that's the thing. We thought about that. And I did say to my wife, we'll just get a gigantic gift card with, you know, we spent, I want to say $2,500 on the dining plan or something along those lines and, you know, get a gift card of that. And whatever we don't spend, obviously, we could put it towards the room for other things or, you know, we could use it, you know, 6 months from now, you know, to do something else with it. So,
and know what I did with my godson too, not to cut you off, but like with you having the four kids, I would get them all their own Disney gift card. And every time they do something good or do good grades, you add money to it. That's what I did with my godson. And then when he got down there, he had his own Disney gift card. And you wouldn't believe how cheap he was. Because now it's his money. He's not buying every popcorn, every candy. He had a few $100 on there. He could buy whatever he wanted. But this way, hey, it's yours. You already spent it. It's already his. It ain't like you can't lose now, Pat. But no, you'd be surprised on how that garage gets cleaned. I'm just saying. And it might be a way how those grades go up.
Yep. Absolutely,
and it might work for you that way. This way, each of the kids would have their own. Your youngest, Aiden, he wants to go buy some, like Jimmy, because with the first time I did it, he was 8.
Yeah.
Okay. Before that, he wanted every toy in the store. Now that he had this couple $100, he would think about it throughout the trip.
Yeah, that's a good call.
So go ahead, Patty. I'm sorry. About.
You know, so the Magic Kingdom. You know, like I said, we did great things. That night, we went to Ohana for dinner at the only resort that really matters. At the Polynesian.
Oh, well, there you go.
But that was we've been to Ohana on multiple occasions for breakfast, but this was the first time we were able to do it for dinner. And those wings, absolutely phenomenal.
Do you want the recipe, Pat?
Yes, please send it to me.
I will. I'll email it to you. Now, I just got to tell you, I have a little thing that you have to sign off that I am not responsible for how much you eat and indulge of these wings.
You know what I want the recipe for, to be honest with you? I want it for the pork loin.
Oh, well, I'll give you that too.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Oh. It's basically the same recipe as these wings. It's all the same ingredients. It just, you cook it a little different. So I'll let you know how to do that.
All right, cool. So you know, that was great, but honestly, I ate so much food, it was almost uncomfortable.
Like, that's why I don't do buffets, man.
Yeah, and you know,
what was the best? What do you like the best?
Oh, that's a good question. I think it's the wings and the bread pudding and the banana, like with the caramel sauce. Oh, like everybody, we're like licking the spoons with the caramel sauce. We're like, oh my god, we're animals.
Every time we eat there, we eat so much meat and stuff, and then I'm like, I can't even eat any of this bread pudding. I can't do it. And then they bring it out and you go, okay, well, maybe a bite. All right, maybe another bite. Okay, maybe one more bite. Okay, all right, maybe I eat it all. Yeah, so
that's exactly what happened.
Now, as you would say, Pat, the phenomenal thing about those wings is that they're healthy for you. There's nothing really bad on them. Yeah. That's the great thing. It's not like it's loaded with a pound of, you know, barbecue sauce. It's like 50 grams of sugar in it.
Yeah.
There's nothing bad on these. I mean, John, you don't even feel bad eating them, do you?
No, and you bake them. You just bake them at a high temperature, and you really seal in the juices and stuff. So, yeah, you don't even fry them or anything.
Dude,
they
come out of the oven, Pat, like they were deep fried.
Yeah, all right. So, all right, stop talking about it. I'm hungry.
I'm going to go cook them now. Me and you got the recipe, John.
you're real mature, Doug. Real mature.
Whoever said I was mature? My wife calls me a child every day at least once.
There you go.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, so the next day we went back to the Animal Kingdom, and that's when I got to go on Flight of Passage. And I don't really know how to state this. I still think Splash Mountain is my favorite ride of all time, you know, like consistently. But Flight of Passage, I've never been on a ride that made me so happy.
Did we just become best friends?
Like,
you ever see Step Brothers?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A bonding moment.
Yeah, Splash Mountain. I agree with you, buddy. Number one.
And that's the thing. I always have loved Splash, but Flight of Passage, it's on a whole nother level. It's ridiculously good. And I think, like, my face, and I said this on our show, my face actually hurt for when I got off because I was smiling the entire time. And I would do that. That's a ride I would actually wait in line for a bit.
Well, I heard Dave say you should, and you know, we talk about it all the time. You should do it when you get to see the whole queue.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that we always talk about. Fast passes are wonderful, but in some ways you're missing half the ride because I've said 1,000 times, I'll argue that the queue is better at Everest than the actual ride is. So.
Yeah, and I'll argue that you're insane.
But it is. It's just a roller coaster without that queue.
Ugh.
But anyway. But I am – now, did any of the kids or anybody get motion sick at all on that?
Not a bit.
That's awesome.
Yep. Was not – it was so smooth. It was – and my wife actually, she gets motion sickness. Like, she has to – like, every time we're in a car – very rarely do I get to drive because if she's not driving, she'll get motion sickness. So, you know, like even on this, it was just so smooth. She had no problem at all on it.
Yeah, we spoke off the air. She said, you're just a horrible driver, so she had to make that up.
That's the funny thing is, I honestly, like, I'm like the Sunday, like, granny driver. Like, I go, like, 60, and I just take my time. I have no problem. She's whizzing in and out of traffic.
You're the guy I'm screaming at 4 o'clock in the morning for doing 58 in the middle lane. Not
I give the proper 2 car lengths behind somebody.
I do that.
Just in case.
But I am trucking. But does she get motion sick on Star Tours or anything else?
That this time was one of the first times when we did Star Tours. She did actually. She was like, yeah, I don't really feel that great. And she goes, that's probably the last time I'm going to do that one.
Yeah, okay. So she does have a tendency. So that's how smooth Flight of Passage is.
Yeah, she had no problem.
Yeah, because Brenda gets motion sick, but she's dying to go on that ride. She can't wait to do the, as we call it, the Banshee ride.
Yeah, exactly. No, I would put that if I ride that a few more times, it's going to take over Splash as the best ride. It will not be my sentimental favorite, but it will be the best ride. There's just no denying it. It's that good.
The thing of it is what John said on one of our other shows. If it was something you loved, it would have already blown it away. So it might never pass Splash because you don't love Pandora. Like, you love the whole Pandora area, but you're not a fan of Avatar.
Oh, well, and that's the thing. I didn't think – I might be one of the weird ones.
Finish this.
I liked Pandora during the day more than I did at night.
Oh, okay. And so you are the weirdo.
My wife thought I was insane. But, you know, we actually were able to leave the kids, and one night her and I just went to it just to see it when we were staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge, and it was almost too dark at night, and it was just, you know, all the bioluminescent, like, things, they all kind of just blended together, and they all kind of, in my opinion, this is not, I haven't heard anybody else talk like this, so I'm weird.
See, I think what happened is you were tripping way too much in the 70s and it brought back flashbacks and kind of ruined it for you.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, really? Maybe I had too high of expectations of it or what, but I loved it during the day.
He was getting a little messed up, listening to A Flock of Seagulls. It's bringing back too many bad memories. What don't you think, John?
That was probably it. Now, like you said during your show, you know, you were comparing or saying, you know, you're looking forward to what they can do with Star Wars based on this and stuff like that. And like Doug had just said, I think that once that this type of technology is applied to something that I like a whole lot more than the movie Avatar, I think it's going to just kill it. So, I thought Flight of Passage was phenomenal, but it's just not my favorite movie, so I can't wait to see what they do with Star Wars with this
type of technology. What they're going to be able to do with Star Wars, because you were saying with my show, like, they're going to take it up a notch, and if they take it up a notch, like, people will wait in line for 10 hours for that ride, and, you know, no problem.
How awesome would it have been if Buzz is taking you to infinity and beyond over Andy's backyard instead of doing the Pandora? You were flying with Buzz. I think that would make it over the top for me.
Why? Are they building a Toy Story Land?
Yes, they are. That's where I will be while you two idiots are playing at Star Wars Land.
John, did you actually even hear about that?
Something going on at some park. I think they're putting it over to Epcot or something.
We'll be on Slinky Coaster, buddy, and I'll be having a great time. I'm going to sick Lotso on you having kidnapped the two of you. Lotso and Spike. We'll stick you over in Spike's room is what we're going to do to you and John. Continue.
All right. That night, after Pandora and Flight of Pass, we went to Boma, and I ate way too much food again. So
Boma is the best buffet, I think.
I agree. I thought, and again, it's the same idea with Satouli Canteen. It's something different. It's not the same old stuff, and it's, you know, my kids found stuff that they liked.
Well, thing is, they give you old standbys. They'll still do some things to please you, but they give you other things to make to expand your palate.
Yeah, they had something.
Man,
called
I'm good at this.
You are.
I'm kidding. Okay.
They had something called fufu. It was a sweet potato.
It sounds like something that should be served over at the Grand Floridian. That's all I'm saying.
Yes, it's highfalutin. But it was like the sweet potato hash or sweet and white potato like mixture. I couldn't get enough of it, and I'm like, this is so bad for me because I'm just eating flat out carbs right now.
Yeah, you can just feel pockets loaded up in your stomach.
Yeah. So, but hey,
all right, Pat. Zebra Domes, yay or nay?
I'm a nay.
I'm a yay. But I got my fill of them.
I'm a nay
on this last trip because I got some at the Mara, and then I was like, oh, this is good. And then I got some more at Boma where I think I ate a couple too many.
Yeah, that happened. So
there are no citrus swirl, in my opinion.
Oh, stop it!
No, they're okay. I just don't like. There's so many better things. Like, I can go into the French bakery and find 20 things I like better than the Zebra Domes.
I'm not denying that there's not something better. 20 things, you're crazy.
I could. I get everything in the French bakery is better than a Zebra Dome. But go ahead.
Or taste, whatever.
Wee.
So, and then, all right, so the next day we went over to Hollywood Studios and...
You were done by 9?
No.
9:15?
Yes, exactly. No. Here's the thing. I know that there's a lot of things taken out of there. We rope dropped it, and I still love walking down... You know, the main drag and just seeing the buildings and, you know, bringing it back to a bygone era. And I think it's great. And I had, you know, looking right at, you know, the Chinese theater and the great movie ride and everybody's wearing their shirts. You know, that's a wrap. And I'm like, yeah, I'm not going on it. Whatever.
I just ordered that. I got the Great Movie Ride shirt and I got the Ellen shirt being delivered to my house.
Yeah, I went on. No, I didn't.
I know you then. I get what you're like. One of the best times I had on my last trip was sitting at the bar at the lounge at the Brown Derby, just people watching and just sitting there in the atmosphere. It is a beautiful park. I love Hollywood Boulevard. I love all the shops. I've said that the shops are my wife's favorite out of all the parks. Because there's more the clothes and because like I love to play golf. You got the sports. Like there's more shops that fit me and my wife. But as far as rides, we talked off the air. There's the better value is Disney Springs now over Hollywood Studios, I think.
I see what you're saying with that. I agree. It's definitely a better value. It's just not as fun.
Yeah, they shouldn't charge you full price for that park right now.
But I'll sound like a broken record. I don't disagree with that statement, but what are they going to do? They're going to charge you half of it? They'll never do that.
Yeah, well, why not? I mean, just because they won't do it, don't make it right.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, they're wrong for not doing it. There's a lot of things that they don't do. There's a lot of things I don't do that I should do. Like, I shouldn't drink soda, but I'm going to.
Doug, I bet you, I almost guarantee you that nobody is buying a single day ticket to go to the Hollywood studios, though. Most of the people that are going to be there are on their 3, 4, 5, 7th day of a multi-day ticket. I doubt seriously if the ticket sellers up front are selling a whole lot of one-day tickets just to go to Hollywood Studios.
But would it kill them on your annual pass to say we're going to take $50 off this year because the Hollywood Studios isn't
sucks.
What it should? No, we're under repair right now. As of good gesture, we're going to knock $50 off. How about you just do it to people renewing their annual passes? How about you give something to people that are loyal?
Because they don't have to.
But it don't make it right. After a while, right. Everything it catches up to everything and everybody.
You're right.
That's the deal.
I've said this on my show, and I don't know if I said it on a show or we said it before we recorded. The simple idea that I equate Disney to the housing market. It's going to get to a certain price.
Exactly, you're right.
Sooner or later, it's going to bust, and it's either going to be to the point where people stop going or the prices will drop. That's going to get there. But as of right now, they haven't hit that point yet. So they are a business and their main priority is to make money. And that's the problem. They're not in the business to not make money. They're in the business to make money. So they're going to find ways to do it.
But after a while, sometimes you start losing money by being too greedy, making money. You ever hear of this place called Atlantic City? Where like 8 casinos closed down. Whoever thought, like, really, when the casinos started to be built, like, it was you could print money. Am I wrong? Yep. Did anybody ever think that a casino would, like, we were taught by our fathers that you're stupid to bet there because all they're going to do is take your money. Am I wrong?
Yep. No, you're right.
And we had, we had a casino that cost $2.3 billion to build that only stayed open for 2 years.
Ouch.
Yeah, so, I mean, the Revel. The point
of it. I didn't even realize that was closed. Holy cow.
Yes, it closed down, dude. And they're still fighting. I built it. I was there. It's absolutely gorgeous, Pat. I mean, the flooring in it costs, the flooring, just the materials of the flooring cost more than anything me and you'll ever see or make.
Yep.
Everything in our life.
I remember when it opened. Absolutely. That's nuts.
Yeah, it's been closed for years now.
Oh,
it's
man.
It's been closed longer than it's been open. So my point is, after a while, you just keep getting beaten ahead, you'll stop. I mean, we're drinking the Kool-Aid, but a lot of people that don't drink the Kool-Aid that's on the fence will eventually say, why am I paying for this Hollywood Studios? Everything's closed. You know, it just gets, I don't know, out of goodwill. There used to be, when we first started going in the 90s and early 2000s, there was a lot more goodwill. They started, like I talked about Le Cellier, the entire park started smelling themselves, in my opinion. And they think they're Teflon Dons. They think they're, you know what I'm saying? And eventually, even he got it.
Yep.
So
agreed.
But, again, let's go happy now.
So I went out, I went on the standards, or we went on the standards at Hollywood Studios. We did Toy Story right away. We rope dropped it, ran right out. Well, walked as quickly as possible because there's no running in the parks. And we went on Toy Story Midway Mania.
Fast pass or no fast pass?
No, that was the one that we did without the fast pass. But I got the third track, so I didn't get to see Mr. Potato Head.
Oh, that's sad. Did you get to at least see the mouse trap? And
no.
Oh, come on.
No.
You're breaking my heart.
I know. I was very upset about this.
Tell me that. Now, is that one of your favorite cues?
Oh, it's a great cue. Absolutely.
Don't it make you feel – I mean, I just love the stories that cue invokes. I just love – like, my godson last trip was going, man, you really got it bad in here, don't you?
I thought he was going to say, man, you're really old.
No, he loves me. My godson loves me. He's like my boy. Mm. I have two godsons that actually do like me, and they think I'm a good guy, so don't ruin it for me.
All right. We won't tell them the truth.
No, they don't listen to this show, so
– we did Rock and Roller Coaster where my 7-year-old finally gave it a 10 and he thinks it's awesome. Tower of Terror is classic.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we actually did, Hollywood Studios twice, a half day each time. And we went on, I think, Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster 3 times. So, those are both family favorites. That night, we went back over to Epcot, and we had this brilliant plan. We were going to save, because once when you do a split stay, you get a dining plan for one resort, and then you get a whole new dining plan at your next resort. So we were stockpiling snack credits, and we're like, we're going to do a snack crawl around Epcot. Like, this is the greatest thing ever. We've done shows on it at the Mickey Dudes and all this kind of stuff. So we're like, this is going to be great. My wife was so excited. My kids were so excited. Everybody's like, yeah, we got snacks galore. The amount of things that you could actually get in Epcot that are snack credit eligible, it's awful.
Like, you don't have a lot there?
A pretzel.
Like, yeah, it was like, here's a pretzel. You know, here's Germany. Here's some potato salad.
Oh, my God. Here's an old box of Cracker Jack.
Yeah, like, we completely screwed this up. And it was fun because we got to explore the countries. Our youngest, Aiden, we put him in the kids' camp over at Animal Kingdom. And so he was fine. And the other kids, we had fun exploring the countries, but literally trying to find some food. The best things we got, the potato salad actually was pretty good. We got some sushi, and then we went over to France, and that was, you know, the French bakery. That's where you got some really good stuff for
like
snack
I
credits.
Said.
But we ended up with water, popcorn, you know, potato salad, and French bread, you know, so.
The Magic Kingdom has quite a few good places to get snacks.
And that's the thing. Animal Kingdom had like sliders and these fries and all this. And we're like, nope, we're going to save them for our snack crawl. Mistake.
No, you did bomb that one out.
Yeah, that's.
But you wouldn't know. You would think. I mean, if you surveyed everybody that does Disney podcasts and you asked them what park has the best snacks, they would probably say Epcot, and you'd be wrong as far as for that.
Yep, that are snack credit eligible. Absolutely. Now, if we went over to Sunshine Seasons, that might have been a different story. But we only did it in World Showcase, so who knows?
I wonder if John's Noodle Gratin's available.
Not as a snack credit.
You tried it?
Yep, we looked. Nope. The only thing was potato salad.
That's sad because that's only $4.25. That's almost as good a deal as the Lucky Combo.
Yep, stop it.
Yeah, Pat, you said that about Animal Kingdom, and I think you're right. I think the teriyaki sliders at that kiosk, I think they're snack eligible, and I think the macaroni and cheeses with either the pot roast or the shrimp and stuff, I think those are snack eligible.
Yep. So they had, like, all these great ones, and I kept wanting to do it. I'm like, oh, let me get that, and I was like, no, let me be stupid. Perfect.
Well, that's why you're on our show now. It fits right in.
The Hollywood Studios, let me agree with you again off of your show, Tower of Terror. Dave, leave our Tower of Terror alone. You can go out to California and do your do that one, but leave ours alone. I love that Tower of Terror. So.
But you're basically done, though. It's going.
No, it's not. It's not
it
going.
Is.
They're not going to do it. They're not going to put something in Epcot and in Hollywood Studios with the same IP. No way.
No, dude. No, everything I'm reading, it's not going to be Guardians of the Galaxy. It's just going to be a haunted hotel.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, they're going to take away. They're just going to take away the Twilight Zone, so it's not attached to that.
That's fine.
I kind of get that. They're trying to do away with as many intellectual properties as they can. They don't want to be paying for them.
Which I think is fine. Because if you do that, it's really simple. You can keep the premise all the way through 100% and just kind of remove the whole idea of the Twilight Zone. But you could still have like the same theming and the same ride and the same, for pretty much it'd be the same thing. That I wouldn't mind, but I don't really want it touched all that much.
They
could keep the same story and everything. I mean,
except
for Rod Sterling and everything. Yep. But I mean, hell, the story would stay exactly the same. The family gets on the elevator and gets struck by lightning. So
yeah, that's everything I'm reading. That they're gonna pretty much. It's not gonna be Guardians of the Galaxy, but it's gonna be themed, but a little bit like it already is. Just tweak it a little. And what do you agree with, like, Dennis all the time? Like, and
of course
I
agree with the voice of reason.
No. I heard on your show, like, they tried to hit Dave with the – and Dave fought back with the Peter Pan deal. And for me, as many years – I basically look at it as Disney owns Peter Pan and Winnie the Pooh. I mean, they're basically – they've been in the – they're stepbrothers and sisters, but they've been there forever. Do you agree with that?
Yes, I can't argue that.
I mean, when somebody says Peter Pan or Winnie the Pooh, I don't even think that they aren't Disney, in my opinion.
The vast majority of the things Disney have aren't Disney anyway. It's not like they came up with the story of Frozen. It's not like they came up with the story of Beauty and the Beast. All these stories were fairy tales that were written way before Walt Disney.
Cinderella.
So, you know, right. So it is what it is. But, you know, I'll agree with you instead of the voice of reason on this one.
Yeah, because he hates – I mean, he is like this big – like hatred towards Winnie the Pooh and Peter Pan because they aren't Disney property. Because Walt didn't draw them. I'm like, okay, calm down. Step away from the microphone. Quit yelling at me. But no, I don't get it. But that argument there was kind of a little lame to me. That's all I'm saying. So where are you headed next?
Now, after that, we ended up the next day, ended up checking into Wilderness Lodge. And, the best part, I think, of
walking through the doors,
the Wilderness Lodge, exactly. That got me more than even Animal Kingdom. Like, I actually stopped in my tracks and was like, "Oh my God!" Like, that was such a wow moment for me. It was crazy.
Nobody will be mad at you because the architect built both of them.
And that's what my wife goes, this reminds me of Animal Kingdom Lodge. And I said, you want to know why, hon? And then she goes, makes sense.
I've gone in there probably 30 times, Pat, or more. I don't know how many times. Every time, my jaw drops every time I walk through those doors.
Yeah. That was the first time I've ever been in Wilderness Lodge. I just never went over there for anything. And it was ridiculous. It was so awesome.
See, don't tell anybody. Me and Brenda, a lot of times, now this is between us three, we'll head over there and park our car and hang out and then take the boat over to the Magic Kingdom. And that's what we do. Even when we're staying at Riverside or whatever, we'll go over there, get a breakfast, get a lunch, and then head over to the Magic Kingdom. I think that boat ride's one of the best rides on property.
Agreed. It's a fantastic ride.
It's awesome. And you know what's really cool? When you go past the Contemporary and you're on that above ground, like that, the water's like it's so weird the way you're floating by the road there, over the road.
Yep, and then you see the stuff starting, you see the car starting to go underneath you, and you're like, wait a minute, that doesn't make sense.
No, something's wrong here, man. Did I have too many golden monkeys or what? So you walked in, your breath was taken away from you. It's a gorgeous hotel.
Absolutely, and you know, we were over in the DVC side with Boulder Ridge, and we went over there. Fantastic, that lobby for a small, kind of like Kidani, it's a smaller version of the main lobby, which was very, very nice. It was beautiful. And we went right to our rooms, and I got into my room without a problem. It was awesome. My wife couldn't get into hers. So, it is what it is. And, you know, we kind of just figured it out how to get it. You know, his Magic Band works. So we got our stuff in the rooms. We went over to Epcot for a little bit, did a few things, and then we came back, ate at Geyser Point. Wow. That's another great, great thing. And if you listen to the last show that just came out for us, you know, Dave and I actually did a recording from Geyser Point.
And it was awesome.
Yeah. Like I'm telling you, like when you want to build a lounge, this is how you build it. It's comfortable. It's relaxing. It's got amazing food. It's got great drinks. And the view, it was ridiculously awesome. It's just the perfect package for a lounge by far.
And it sounds like there was a beer cart that was rolling around the entire time you guys were recording.
Yeah, it was funny. Like, it was the greatest cart ever. We're like, what is this? No, oh my God, it's full of beer and alcohol. I want it.
This is how bad it is. John was telling me the serial number of the beer cart.
I know where that one's from. Yes, yes, I knew it.
It was built in Nebraska on June 15th, and the serial number is, me and Brenda have seen, I know, do you ever watch the Disney food blog videos on YouTube?
Yep.
Me and Brenda were watching that. It's like, it's a must-do. We have to go. I cannot wait to go. I mean, that's the thing that I loved. I would like to be sitting there during the rain underneath that, watching it rain over that water. I think it would be absolutely awesome.
It's even better in the sun, just saying.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Know how a storm comes in and there's something really cool about a storm?
Yes.
Like
yes.
The thunderstorm, you're just sitting there having a couple drinks, you're undercover, you're watching the idiots, Pat and Dave, getting soaked, running into the pavilion.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying. But no, I just think that would really be cool sitting there as a thunderstorm's coming up along that water there.
Yep. And I agree. The setting is perfect. And the food was, you know, was really, really good. We actually ate there. We were at the Wilderness Lodge for 4 days. We ate there 3 times.
So, what was your favorite? What was some of the things you guys had?
I had the bison burger all 3 times. It was one of the best burgers I've had on property. My kids, one of them got the crab cake sandwich, which they loved. My wife got the roasted vegetable salad. She said it was her favorite thing she ate all week. And there's a fruit platter there because my oldest is a vegetarian, and he loved everything about that too. Like, there was nothing there that we didn't like.
Well, I can guarantee you there'll be a bison burger and a crab cake sandwich going down my throat the next time I'm there.
So,
'cause I love crab cake sandwiches. If they're good, I'm all in.
Yep, highly recommend it. I can't eat them because I'll die, but you know. But for everybody else that likes them, go for it.
Oh, so we know what to get Pat for Christmas.
Here's some crab legs. Awesome.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's the thing.
What you do is you stuff a hamburger with some crab.
I was going to say, you hide crab in a bag of Doritos, and you say, here,
No.
Doritos.
No, you got to do it right. It can't be the dried food from Japan goes into the bag. Now, if you wanted to, you got to put the crab inside of a hamburger so you can't smell it.
Yeah, well, there you go. Smart thinking.
Go ahead, buddy.
Assassination attempts now. All right.
No. But no, I am really looking forward to going there, Pat. I mean, that's one of the that's at the top of the list for me and Brenda to go to is that lounge. I mean, it looks beautiful.
Yeah, no, it was definitely one of the highlights. And when we were sitting there one night we saw the electrical water pageant, which was a lot of fun. And then another night we watched Happily Ever After, and they pumped in the music, and that was fantastic as well. The only thing I will say, this is the first time ever in my Disney history going there, you get eaten alive by mosquitoes or
bugs. Are you serious?
And we even asked them at Geyser Point, we said, do you have any bug spray or anything? And they said, no. Everybody always asks us for that. I have no idea why. Because when we were at Boulder, you know, in the Geyser Point and Boulder Ridge, they're not far apart at all. But when you're outside at your room or you're at the pool, not one bug. Geyser Point, for whatever reason, we were getting eaten alive.
Now, I wonder if it has to do with the – John, what's that island? What's that – what was it? River Country used to be out there?
No, River Country was the water park right at Fort Wilderness, but Discovery Island.
Yeah, okay. So I wonder if it has to do with that, with all that – the ecosystem and everything else out there that they can't spray anything or anything around there because it's too close to that. Could you see the island and all from there, Pat?
I'm trying to think.
So I wonder if it has to do with that, because now that's...
Oh, yeah, you could.
Now, I wonder if that has to do anything, like that geyser point's too close for them to do anything.
Yeah.
Because you know they do have the bat houses over there, don't you?
Yeah,
they have, like, thousands of bats that live around that area.
Yeah. Like I said, it's the only time we've ever gotten really bitten by anything there.
Because my wife gets destroyed by mosquitoes, so that would be the only negative. Yeah. So we're going to have to do it during the day.
Yeah, or you know, or if you go at night, just bring some bug spray of some sort, and you'll be fine. Because people had it there, and they were fine. So just the resort itself didn't have it. Just random people brought it with them, and they were fine.
And the thing I was happy about is I was shocked that they actually took that much real estate to build a place that big.
Mm-hmm. No,
I was proud of them for that. I figured they'd try to squeeze another DVC lodge in there.
No, they did it right. They did that, and they did the new quiet pool over there, which was gorgeous. You know, it doesn't have a slide, so it's not as fun maybe for the kids. But, you know, it's very, very nice, and it was very relaxing. The kids actually did enjoy it. But the only problem is there's no lifeguard on duty, so you can't kind of just – if you have young kids – like I do with my youngest, you know, you can't just let them go off and just do their own thing. You always have to keep an eye on them, which is fine. But, you know, I know some people in Disney are like, oh, we're in Disney, we're safe. There's lifeguards everywhere. There happens to be none at that new pool. So I just, you know, word of warning.
It's somewhere, you know, do the buddy system. If you're, you know, you see a parent not paying attention, try to keep an eye out for each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, did you head over and see any of the cabins?
Yes, we actually took a tour.
How awesome. They look phenomenal.
If I'll, and this is blasphemy, I know, because I'm going to speak ill of the Polynesian.
Uh-oh.
I would stay at the cabins 100 out of 100 times over the bungalows.
So if you'd have been that lady to, around the corner from you to hit that $700 million, you'd have been, you know, buying five of them.
Chicopee, Mass is not that far from me. You know, it's a little over an hour. I could probably get there. This could have been my ticket.
Now, I told you I'd have took care of you. Now, I was hoping if you were the one to hit up there, you'd at least, you know, throw me a little 150 points at the very least.
Yeah, absolutely. No, please. I'd have got you more than that.
Yeah.
No problem.
But that would have been, yeah, those cabins, that screen and porch. Yep. I could just see myself at 80 years old sitting out on that porch, right, man. That'd be heaven.
The pictures.
Why are you going to be 80?
I know. The pictures don't do it justice either. Everything that I've seen, either the tours or whatever, it's just like when you get the whole cabin in one shot, or like a certain angle that you're standing at when you could see outside and you could see the wood inside and you could see the bath, you know, from the views from your bathroom and the bedrooms and the kitchen. And like, it's just, you know, and then when you go outside to that wraparound porch, it was ridiculous. Now, I will say this. They're split in half, and one half is near the boat ramp. And I think it'd probably be a little bit annoying to hear that boat that loud all the time, kind of like you do with the bungalows. The ones that are actually over by where we stayed in Boulder Ridge side, those are a little bit farther away, so the horn is not as loud. And I think that's probably the way to go and stay on that side instead of the one closer to the boats.
Good point.
Pat, the bungalows, they were like $130 a night. I was looking at our book for our DVC, and they were running like $130 on the value season, I think. Any idea of what the points
they're under it. They're in the 100 range. I think – I actually even think – I want to say she said that they could get when they're low – that their lowest is in the 80s. I want to say like that's – I want to say it was like 80 or 90 points a night. Something in that. It was definitely less than the bungalows, which I thought was crazy because it might be just, again, the whole real estate thing, location, location, location. But I've seen them both, and I think the cabins are much better.
All I have to say is if I had a dollar for every time somebody told me a picture doesn't do you justice, I could buy one of them cabins. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
Oh, so it's like I'm doing a show with Dave. Wow, it's crazy.
No, but come on now. Comparing Dave to me is like comparing apples to I don't even know what. Go ahead, buddy.
All right, fine. Let's see.
Sardines, maybe. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So we really don't have to get into the ins and outs of, you know, the problems of the broken bed and the doors not working and all that kind of stuff. We'll pretend that didn't happen. We'll pretend that, you know, when we were coming back from Epcot.
I just want to know how you have another broken bed.
Dude, don't look. It's not, the funny
it's
thing
not
is
him. It's his wife.
I'm not in the room, so I don't know.
Dude, I honestly believe you go in and sabotage it.
I do.
I believe it. Honey, go walk the kids down to the food court, and I'll get your stuff in the room, and then you
like,
sabotage the bed.
A broken bed. I don't know what happened. I guess, hey, Disney, come on now.
I mean, of all the years, all the trips I've ever booked, I've been going since 97. The only two times I've ever heard about a broken bed in Disney Resort is both times by you.
Yep. Box spring and mattress both broke. They had to replace.
Kind
of
makes you wonder who was staying in that room the night before.
That's
exactly what was going on in there.
I don't
exactly
even know if I'd want to be in that room after that.
So I felt a little better, exactly with what you're saying, John. I felt a little better that they replaced the mattress, they replaced
exactly
the box spring, and they put these egg crates, like these cushiony things, all on top. I was like, all right, now we got a bed.
So. There you go. But I don't know. I'm going to do a full investigation on this. Forget the Russian investigation. I want to know what's going on with these beds.
Yeah, that's. Yeah, we'll see what happens there on our next trip. If there's another bed broken, then I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, my goodness.
So let's see, rounding out some of the things on the trip, you know, we went to Chef de France in Epcot, which I, you know, I thought was really, really good. And it had that price fixed menu that I thought was odd because you got an appetizer now, you know, and it was a dining plan. You could get it on the dining plan, but now you got an appetizer, a meal, or an entree, I should say, and a dessert. Now, I don't know if they're doing that because of like everything else this, you know, last year or so, they're just giving everybody deals upon deals upon deals. And maybe people aren't going to Chef de France as they used to, but, you know, it was a great deal and it was some really good food. So I'm not going to complain about the deal that I got for it.
I think what they're saying is holy crap, we got this wonderful Disney Springs and now nobody wants to eat at the parks.
Possible. Definitely possible.
Because if you notice, none of those deals has been going on has been at the Springs.
Right.
It's all been Geico, California Grill, Flying Fish. It's like the resorts are saying, yo, what about us over here? We got these nice places too. It was Le Chef de was it packed?
It wasn't full.
There you go. For the deal you got, it should have been full, right?
Yeah. No, you're right.
I mean, for $40, pretty much, that'll cost you $40 for an appetizer in some places.
No, you're absolutely right. No, it was definitely a good deal. And the, you know, the food was great. So it was the first time we ever ate there. So I'm not,
What did you end up getting?
French onion soup again for a appetizer.
Good thing you had separate rooms with all this French onion soup you were drinking.
the beef dish, you know, it was a braised beef that was just so tender and with potatoes and carrots, which was great. And then creme brulee for dessert, which was really good. But my wife got an apple tart and that was the star of the meal of all of it. If anybody's going to Chef de France, get the apple tart. It was ridiculous.
I think Jen and Scott might have had that too before. I think they raved about it. So
That was definitely the highlight of the meal. It was all good, but that was killer.
Yeah, I've had the apple tart at the France Bakery, and it's phenomenal. I wonder if it's the same one.
Maybe.
So it's really good. I've had it in the morning. Mm-hmm. Nice cup of coffee. Oh, my goodness. I'm on my way.
Better be Joffrey's coffee.
Yeah, Joffrey's coffee, buddy. Joffrey's. You can't go wrong with Joffrey's.
There you go. Joffrey's. Speaking of the Springs, we did hit Deluxe Burger and we hit Blaze Pizza, which was the first time. And Deluxe was no joke. Blaze Pizza. I have one around here, but we actually have never gone to it. And that, you know, the kids loved it. Deluxe was great. You know, and
there's
I think
first sip of French Roast.
Here we go.
Resort, the grand finale of a signature dining experience at a restaurant like Le Cellier, Geico, or the California Grill. Joffrey's coffees make Disney memories more magical. Why not savor that Disney vacation just a little bit longer while enjoying a cup of Joffrey's in the comfort of your own home? Visit Joffrey's, the official coffee and tea company of Disney, online today at joffreys.com.
There you go, Pat.
You missed the best part.
What was the best part? Hold on.
Joffrey's coffee and tea, a flavor for every Disney memory.
Come on, buddy. I'm prepared over here.
I wrote that commercial and everything, so.
You did good, Pat. I mean, it just the velvet pipes. I mean, Sinatra has nothing on you, Pat.
But I think the Springs, and I, you've heard me say it, you know, I don't think it's the fifth gate, but it's
the fifth gate.
What they're doing with it, it's you know what? Here's the thing. It's a food amusement park.
It is. That's what I said. It's food and wine. That's where food and wine's going to end up.
and that's the thing. And I think that my kids, like we just actually, my wife and I took the youngest and we let the other three just roam around and go into stores and they had a blast. They thought it was great.
Dude, how awesome is it parking? I mean, I go to a parking garage around here. All I compare it to is how great Disney's is. And that area there, it's just everything's so beautiful about it down there. I mean, as us getting older, I mean, as an adult, I mean, I enjoy that as much as any of the parks that I go to now because how beautiful it is.
I agree. I may not do a lot of shopping when it comes to the stores, but absolutely, you know, when it comes to the food and when it comes to, you know, walking in and out of shops are going to, you know, the World of Disney, you know, the stuff like that. That's great. The pin traders, I love getting pins. So, you know, I like that. But the high-end shops, I'd probably just walk right by. But I love the way the high-end shops have been, you know, situated and the theming and how beautiful it is. It's just great.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how if you lived, like we always talk about, I cannot wait to live there just to walk over and go on top of the Paddlefish and grab something, or go at the Boathouse, or go to Marimoto's and get some sushi. And like you said, Deluxe Burger, you said it was the best burger you've had, right?
Yeah, yeah. So
I mean, yeah.
The Bison Burger is the best burger that I had in hotels, and Deluxe Burger, because it was a chorizo burger, was the best burger I had off of a hotel. You know, they're both right up there. They're phenomenal.
So, I mean, I don't know. I just love it down there. I mean, right now we argued off and on, but I do. It's the best value on property. It's better value than going to the studios right now. So, I can't wait to show my wife, because she didn't. It wasn't open. It was totally under construction the last time she was there. So, and I went last year with the guys. You know, and I can't wait to walk around the springs with her, because it's absolutely gorgeous.
John, I have a homework assignment for you. I know this is not my show, but I have a homework assignment for you anyway. We were talking to a cast member down in Disney Springs, and what they said was they've been working for the company, I want to say, like 20-something years. They said after 10 years, they get health insurance for life. I don't think I heard him correctly, because if that's the case, when I retire, I will go work for Disney for 10 years.
Me and you both.
I'll check on that tomorrow, because there are several of the guys that I work with that have been over at Disney doing a variety of attractions for well over 20 years. I think one's at 22, one's at 24, and one's 26 or something like that. So I'll check with them tomorrow and see.
Yeah.
They know. So.
Yeah, you know, and I knew the idea that, you know, he gets park passes and all that. That was fine, and that's great. I'd love to get park passes, but if I can get health insurance, or I can get a benefits package after working there for 10 years after I retire, yes, please sign me up.
Oh, that's the whole deal.
Actually, I can check with my cousin. She's been there for 24 right now. So, yeah, I'll check with her. I'll send her a message tomorrow morning and ask her. So.
All right, sweet. Thanks, buddy.
Is she still talking to you, John?
Yeah, believe it or not.
Okay. I'm just checking, making sure.
before we go on for the next hour and a half and make this a three-hour show.
That's what we do here.
I know. A couple other highlights. Whispering Canyon, fantastic. First time we were there.
Ketchup! Get your ketchup!
My wife was smart. My wife took our oldest to Artist Point, and she left me with the three youngest at Whispering Canyon. I wouldn't be able to handle all the yelling and screaming. I'm like, I'll take the other boys. Don't worry about it. We had a blast. We thought it was hysterical. So.
Oh, it's the 50s prime time on steroids.
Yep.
It really is.
We actually went at Hollywood Studio. We did 50s again, and 50s is just between. I think you're absolutely right. Whispering Canyon, 50s, you got to kind of be in the mood for it. But if you're in that kind of mood, and you're able to be just a little playful, it's so much fun.
Dude, it's one of those things. If me, you, John, Dave, Dennis, we all went to 50s every night, we'd have a blast.
Oh, absolutely.
We take our wives with us, it totally changes the whole playing field. Am I wrong?
I don't know what you're talking about. I could take my wife anywhere and have a great time.
Okay. Yeah. This is the talk I get before we head into 50s, and nobody. I say on every show how much I love my beautiful wife.
Right.
But before we go in. And you know this, Pat, and if you deny it, you're lying. You get the pep talk about, okay, we're already with the children. Don't you be one. And I know you're getting that pep talk, Pat.
Yeah.
Don't initiate it. Be good. Don't be an instigator.
Right.
You know, I mean, my wife went with me and my brother, and she hasn't been back since because we traumatized her. It was my brother's me on steroids.
Oh, jeez.
You want nothing to do with him.
Oh, boy. That's insane.
Yeah. He has the mentality of Tom Hader and the anger of Mike Tyson. That's my brother. So,
not good.
No, it's not. So what was any other highlights of the trip?
The last day we were there, I actually got to do, you know, we did the recording. That was cool. And then so I got to see Dave while I was down there, which was awesome. And then the last day I was there, Dave actually met us at the Magic Kingdom. And Dave fit in with the family and the kids.
He was like you having a fifth child.
Yeah. And that's the funny thing. Like, my kids just were like all talking with him. He was talking with them. They're going on rides together. It was a lot of fun. It was fun to see, you know, Dave interact with my kids. And, you know, I really appreciated the fact that he took the time and he was great with them. And, you know,
don't
that
tell
was
him he's a good guy. Don't tell him I said so, but he's a
yeah,
good guy.
I know. Unfortunately, you know, every now and again, I it slips out that I tell him he's a good guy. But, you know, so that was fun. You know, it's the same idea. If I was able to go down there and see you or, you know, or see John one of these days, I will, I promise. You know, it's just one of those things, because we've said it before on both of our shows that this Disney community that we have kind of fallen into, and the tight-knit group that we have, like the Disney community is huge. But, you know, when you take, you know, the 5, 6, 7 different either vlogs or podcasts that we're kind of all connected with, mm-hmm. you know, it's a really strong group and it's a really great group.
Absolutely. You guys are all wonderful. I get to hook up with Joe because we're local.
Yeah, that's
I'm
true.
Not far from him.
Yeah.
And we could both trash Dave for a couple hours and it would be a great time. I mean, no, I can't. Well, I'm so happy we got to meet. Me and John had a good time with Dave, didn't we?
Yeah. We did walking around.
Yeah, it was awesome at Epcot at Food and Wine. It was a great time. And I don't know. You're right. I mean, we have Judith, we have Carmen, we have Jen and Scott and Bob and Mary and that. I mean, it's a great group that we have.
Yep. Yeah, and it's kind of funny because obviously. And again, you've said it before, you know, you're all really close. We're all really close friends, whether we've met each other yet or not. And, you know, and it's just weird how this passion of ours has brought us all together. But it's also awesome at the same point in time.
Yeah, well, we're all I mean, I don't know. Everybody I've ever met in the Disney community is a good person.
Except Dave.
Well, he's a good person.
Dave, we already said good, Dave was good. We can't go too nice on him.
No, he's a good person. He's just nuts. You can be good at nuts. He had more ADD than your kids. You probably tried to slip him the Ritalin. Didn't you? You need to get the bag of Doritos with some something to calm him down with.
Yeah, exactly.
No, so. But we got to do this more often, Pat. It was a great time having you on. You're always welcome here. I know, sir. I'm not always welcome on your show, but you're always welcome here. There's always a seat at the pub here for you, Patty.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, we got to get you.
Now the most important question of the night, how's that team looking this year? How, are you going to make it far in the playoffs?
Next question.
Well.
The next
that's
thing.
That's about as far I'm going with that one.
The next thing okay, we got to do is the next thing we got to do, John, is get both him and Dave on here at the same time.
No, the last time you had us both on, you didn't like it.
No, I loved it. We got to get you on to do the Sunday news with us.
Oh, jeez. That will turn into a 4-hour recording.
It'll be a fight to the death. I know it will be, but it'll be fun.
Oh, I'm still telling you, we still have to have a debate on your blast. Your I don't even want to say it because it's a family show. Your idea of how, you know, there's so many Christmas parties and it's ruining everything. We still have to have that. You know?
It is the truth, though.
It's not.
No, it used to be more special when there was less.
I agree. You're weak. You get screwed. You get absolutely screwed.
I do.
You're weak. But the other weeks, they're not. You just happen to be going the worst week of the year.
And it's usually it. But the thing of it is, Pat, that's the week I've gone the most. I've done that week multiple times.
Stop.
It was
stop
my
going that week.
No, but it was never like this before. No. The last there used to be one, maybe two. But the point of it is it ain't going to bother me and Brenda again, because I'll go to the springs and drink at the Paddlefish, or I'll go do something else. My problem is the person I booked the trip for, Pat. That it's I care about the other people. And I know I've said it a million times, all this stuff don't affect me because I'm a TA. I get my tickets for good deal. I get my room for a good deal. It ain't affecting me. But when I just see a father that works his butt off, could you imagine, Pat, if you didn't have DVC and you didn't know about it? If you just bought a room for the six of you, and then you went down there and the Magic Kingdom was closed 4 days at 6 o'clock?
I'd be like, that's awesome.
Yeah, yeah, sure you would. You would blow a gasket when Aiden couldn't go to the Magic Kingdom.
No, I would be like, this is what happens in real life, and we just have to accept it and move on, and we will go to the pool, or we will go to the other parks, or we will go to Disney Springs, or we will go play mini golf, or we will go do
something. But you'll be paying for
other.
But no, but see, that's where you're wrong. You'll go do it, but then you're going to be spending more money. You're getting screwed. You go to the Springs, you're going to be spending money when you could have been at the Magic.
Wait. Because I'm not going to spend money at the Magic Kingdom?
No, but you could have been going on rides and not spending money. That at the Springs, you have to spend money for the most part.
Wait, but you just told me that the Springs was such a bargain. Now I have to spend so much money that it's not a bargain anymore?
No, the point is I would never spend as much at the Springs as I would spend to buy my tickets at the studios. It's going to cost me $220 if I do a single-day ticket at the studios. Me and Brenda could go for $220 and have a great day at the Spring for less than that. That's the point. But the bottom line is you're getting kicked out of the park way too early, at way too many nights. Four nights a week is way too many. You have to admit that.
Do you realize you're getting kicked out 2 hours early, but you could have over like 12 hours just about in the park?
It's still
you're
wrong.
Losing 2 hours.
But okay, for four nights, there's 8 hours. It's a day. What if the Magic Kingdom's my park?
Because who goes to the Magic Kingdom all 4 days?
There's many people I know to do Magic Kingdom
all day, every day, 4 days.
No, me and Brenda, me and Brenda. Most of the time at the Magic Kingdom, we like to go there at night. So you're getting screwed 4 nights out of seeing the fireworks. You don't get to see happily ever after.
Go to the Poly.
Why? Oh, come on! You want to be in the park? It's just wrong.
This
Polly's
is fun.
Number three. No, Polly's number three.
Oh,
anyway.
Ouch.
Anyway, you know, we left Polly. Go on.
Whatever.
But anyway, tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and listen to all your anarchy over on your show.
Well, you, ladies and gentlemen, the listeners, our friends that are out there, can find me over on Twitter at Daily Walt Disney. But you can find me on my show and Dave's show and everybody else's show called The Mickey Dudes. Head on over to iTunes, subscribe to ours, obviously, after you subscribe to WW Main Street, because you're listening to the show, so obviously you are subscribed already. So go over and find a better podcast by clicking on The Mickey Dudes.
See, I don't think they want to admit that they like us that much. I don't think they really subscribe. I just think they listen on Podbean or Stitcher. I don't think they want to admit it. It's kind of like, you know what I'm saying. I wouldn't admit it anyway. But no, guys, head over to the Mickey Dudes. It's a great show. Even though I disagree with them most of the time, it is a great show. But anyway, you can find John at Beer Solo. You can find Dennis at Oak Manor. You can find Bob at It's All in WDW. Head over to Food and Wine Top 20. Did you fill out your list, Pat?
Yes, of course I did.
What was number one on your list?
I'm not telling.
Come on. You can tell what you picked number one.
Nope, not gonna.
Oh, look at this. John, secret. did you do yours?
No, I still haven't got a hold of it, so I'll have to send a message to Bob and try to get that list back, but no, I haven't got it one yet. So.
Yeah, well, mine was the shrimp and the scallop, the crab cake that they have this year.
That sounds good.
Yeah, it's because it's different and new.
You didn't go with, like, you know, Le Cellier,
Le Fleu? No. No. I picked that like eighth, believe it or not. It's awesome, but it's been around a while.
You picked the wait, what?
Yes.
You of all people have picked that eighth?
Yes. I mean, it's good, but I've had it many a times. What I did was I went with there's two seared scallops this year. There's multiple shrimp. I like seafood. So all the seafood went ahead of that. I'm just saying. I love me some seafood. Especially when it's cheap. Especially when it's cheap. But anyway, you can find us all at WDW Main Street. Please, guys, with all the craziness going on out there, be kind to one another. And we will talk to you real soon. Say goodbye, guys.
Goodbye, guys.
Quaharini.
That a boy.
Later, guys. Bye-bye.
America, spread your golden wings, sail on freedom's wind, cross the sky. Great bird, with your golden dreams, flying high, flying high.
What your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. My fellow citizens of the world, ask not what America will do for you, but what together we can do for the freedom of man.
I have a dream this afternoon that the brotherhood of man will become a reality in this day with this faith.
40 feet down, 2.5, picking up some dust. Four forward, drift into the right a little. Contact light, okay, engine stop.
We copy you down, Eagle.
Tranquility Base here, the Eagle has landed.
That's it, guys. It's last call here at the pub. We're going to hop off our stools, pay our tab, and head on out of here. But before we go, let me tell you about two of our other fine sponsors, American Tourist Travel. If you need a Disney vacation booked, contact us at American Tourist Travel at americantouristtravel.com. Show's also being brought to you by Scooter Vacations. If you need a scooter for any of the theme parks in the Central Florida area, contact Scooter Vacations at scootervacations.com. That's going to be it, guys. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a very safe and happy week. Bye-bye.